Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Why don't you get that camera set up before we start?
Such a bush league operation around here.
Yes, man. Nikki at the last minute. She didn't even get to dry her hair. She's just flipping it back, putting her headphones on. I'm like, are you ready? She's like, no.
The music's about to stop.
The music is on already. It's time for the show.
I'll just leave.
What show?
I'm just kidding.
Stop saying that.
I'm just kidding. I'm here.
Just stop it.
I'm ready.
We will have the producer duct tape.
Well, she's at least here.
If necessary.
All right.
let the record show that she voluntarily agreed to the duct tape.
She consented.
To the chair.
She absolutely consented.
She sure did.
603-283-6160. What's the name of the show?
Free Talk Live.
What do we do here?
We talk about freedom and peace.
She was about to give out the phone number because that's the protocol.
Yeah, that's what my brain was going to do. But
you never trained.
I threw her a little wrench in the old plan there, in the regular stuff. Captain's Log, Stardate 01292023. In the studio tonight it is...
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And I am the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
If you will.
Authentic.
And I will be your host. The authentic. Yeah, that's right, I forgot about that word. Keep reminding me, and in 13 or 14 more times, I'll finally get it. Because that's how I roll. Not E-Y-E roll, but I, as in the letter I, as in the number one uno. Yeah, anyway. You guys are looking at me like, are we going to get the show started?
I'm just wondering how many more languages you know the number one in.
Uno, ein, un.
Un.
That's probably about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Multilingual, Captain.
Yeah.
The authentic multilingual.
Barely.
Multilingual. Doctor, reverend, priest.
We have a whole bunch of stuff
reverend covers
to get through. So
I think you could be a priest if you wanted to.
A Judas priest.
Yeah, there you go.
I am a reverend, so you know whatever that entitles me to.
We're not sure still.
Yeah, I like folks have asked me to perform weddings. I'm like, yeah, I don't do that. Like, why not? You're a reverend.
That's the whole point.
I know, but, like, it's, like, one of the things that I don't want to do as a reverend.
That's the boring part.
Yeah, you know. Plus, I don't want to be responsible. Like, 50% of marriages end in divorce anyway, so I don't want to be responsible.
Why would you take responsibility for that?
You married him.
So?
Yeah.
You cursed her. I'm only going to marry you. I'm not going to divorce you. You got to go to somebody else for that.
The worst
priest down the street.
The worst thing than having a really good streak of marrying people is having a really bad streak of marrying people.
But do priests divorce people, though?
No,
I'm pretty sure you just go to the courthouse.
Yeah, it's judges that divorce, right? Yeah.
So what are you worried about?
In the clear.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, technically, couples divorce themselves.
Okay. Mm. Could you? Is that a marketable opportunity? If you, as a reverend,
opportunity?
Sure.
We've just made a new portmanteau. Marketable opportunity becomes a marketunity.
I'll do your...
I'll perform the divorce. Yeah,
the divorce ceremony.
Oh,
no,
yeah, I only perform divorces. That's
right.
That's going to be my comeback now whenever somebody asks me to, hey, you're a reverend, right? Yes. Will you do our wedding? No.
But I will do the divorce.
I will do the divorce.
All right. We'll let you know later.
Have you guys ever, like, so this sounds like, do you remember this old show? They made a reboot of it, too, 21 Jump Street.
Oh, yeah. The movie, the new movies are hilarious,
yeah,
too.
And then I'm trying to remember the movie where it was like Steve Buscemi. And it's like a meme now where he has, like, the skateboard. He's like, hello, fellow high school-aged people. Right?
No.
But he's not obviously a high school age, but he's pretending to be.
I thought that was Half-Baked. But that's
no,
a completely different movie,
no,
isn't it?
But at any rate, this comes to us from DNYUZ.com, whatever that is.
Whatever.
Woman, aged 29, enrolled in high school and pretended to be a teenager.
Yeah, that's definitely a movie.
Yeah.
They've made
yeah.
several yeah. movies about that.
Yeah.
Well, with Jump Street, though, it was super young cops
right.
who would then pretend to be high yeah. school students to get in and bust, like, kids, you know, I don't know, selling dope to each other or yeah. something.
Well, that's terrible.
The horror. Recent, the reboot movies were funny, especially, like, the second one, because they go, like, it's the same case as last time.
So,
and that was part of the inside joke of the second movie.
Speaking of cops, I don't know if you guys saw this, but the New Hampshire State Police posted on Facebook of this drug bust, this mega drug bust they did, and it was just some weed.
Wow.
And they were, like, posting on Facebook, like, look at us!
Recently?
Yeah, this was a few days ago.
Marijuana is decriminalized here.
Not in, well, they still, it was a substantial amount.
So probably,
you could
was
tell,
it pounds?
Well, yes, and you could, it was a bunch
kilos.
Of different strains. Mm-hmm. You could tell they were selling it. But, you know, they just,
the
like,
cops were selling it?
Now they are. But you could tell they, like, stole it from some kids, and their small business destroyed now.
They're probably only showing you, like one quarter of what they actually, you know, got.
And, honestly,
and then they're
going
to keep the other, like, two-thirds or two,
right.
three-quarters.
From what I saw on the post, it was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, you guys are just harassing some kids and yeah. you stole their weed.
And that's all
that's
what you
got to turn the community on them. Right? Like, everyone makes fun of these
and
guys.
No, literally, if you look at the Facebook post, every single no one was like, oh, you're keeping your community safe. Every single comment on the post was yeah. like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Go find some actual crime with, like, victims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. No, I had not seen that, but I'm not surprised.
It's pretty funny.
I'm not surprised. And that's kind of like everybody celebrated when marijuana was, you know, they called it decriminalized. That's the wrong word, because it's not decriminalized. They just made it the lowest prosecuted,
yeah,
the lowest offense that they're going to prosecute. So if somebody does happen to get busted for some weed, it's just going to the bottom of the pile, likely won't even ever see the light of day as a case, so... yeah, and so then, of course, that makes the cops just not, supposedly, not bust people for that kind of thing, but apparently not.
Wonder what the original stop was for.
Probably, like, speeding, or they ran a stop
well, and
sign.
It still is illegal
dumb.
At the federal level, so yeah. even in the states where it's legalized, like Washington State, Colorado, those are the yeah. popular ones.
Right.
If the feds wanted to, they could come into any of those pot shops, mm-hmm. Raid them, you know, Crypto 6 style, whatever they wanted to
yeah.
do, you know.
And they did in California when California went first.
Yeah.
yeah.
That was a big deal.
So. Yeah.
Then you knew the California stateies were, you know, friends with the feds, right? Because
they
should have stepped in and enforced California law and arrested
well,
the feds,
I mean,
and they didn't.
Even with my nursing license, all of the places I could work in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, wherever, we have to pass... Like, we can't fail for marijuana and the urine drug screen because it's not federally legal. So.
Right. So, if you were a 29-year-old, wait, Nikki, how old are you?
25.
Would you even at 25 have the desire to, like, pretend to be a teenager to go back to high school?
Okay, listen. I left high school the absolute second I could. I did not stay a second longer than I had to.
Did you graduate?
Yeah, technically,
okay,
yeah. I went to college
you.
And took... I have a high school diploma.
Technically, I graduated.
If you want to know, I have a high school diploma.
Yeah, I got a GED, so whatever. But I left after... Like, I didn't even finish freshman year. I was like, see
so
ya.
You got me
I'm out. Yeah, I left at 16.
No, I left at... Yeah, I left at 16, but I think I was a sophomore at that point. But they were like, hey, you can do this dual enrollment program. You don't have to go to high school. You take college courses and...
That's cool.
Yeah, it wasn't any harder. It
yeah.
was just better.
Better than regular-ass high school. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Well, this lady apparently, according to this article, for four days, a 29-year-old woman pretended to be a student at a New Jersey public high school.
4 days.
That sounds long.
Before they caught on, probably, right? They're like, this student seems awfully mature for her age.
Like, why does she have boobs?
I've been to high school. High school girls have boobs.
I went to an all-boys school. Some of them had boobs.
Some of them had boobs. She attended classes, spent time in the guidance office, and collected phone numbers from teenagers who helped her find her way through the maze of hallways, according to students and a school official.
The students were so nice to her. Like, oh, come on. Be friends with us.
Yeah, she can buy beer for us.
I don't think they knew that she was 29.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. She continued to text former classmates days after the ruse was discovered last week, students said. The woman identified by police as Hyeong Shin was arrested on Tuesday and charged with providing documents that falsified her age to officials at New Brunswick Public Schools.
Well, that's why she was able to get away with it.
Why?
Because Asians age so much slower than the rest of us.
They do. It's true.
They're like, look at her perfect complexion.
The incident first reported by New Brunswick Today, never heard of that, has raised concerns about the safety protocols in place to verify student identities and the woman's reason for sneaking into a school that enrolls children as young as 15.
Children.
In the first
place. As young as 15. That's an adult.
Aubrey A. Johnson, the school superintendent, told board members Tuesday that the district would be evaluating how to better look for fake documentation and other things, according to a video of the meeting shared on Twitter.
Wait, I thought she was a cop.
No. We were just talking about 21 Jump Street.
Why did she do this?
Well, they haven't said that yet. Neither school nor police officials offered any information about a possible motive for her behavior.
So she's just a weirdo?
I mean,
that's what it sounds like.
So,
or a child predator,
right?
Because she was like, texting
that's a
the
weirdo,
students.
Is yeah. it not?
Well, obviously,
okay. Yeah, I think it's worse than a weirdo.
Yeah,
it's like, a category of weirdo. It's not just your normal average everyday
yeah, it's
weirdo.
A category.
We've expanded on the weirdo ness with the potential for child predator. This does beg the question, though: how many people have done this and been successful?
Who would want to?
Well, obviously, there's a reason. Right. Now, let's say that reason is something like child trafficking.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
Well, let's just say it is. How many times has this been done to no one's knowledge? Right? Where she transferred out. She was only here for a few weeks. Like, when I was in school, we had students that came in and, like, a couple months later were gone or whatever. You know, that totally happened, like, frequently, even.
Yeah.
Did they look a little mature for their age?
Mature. I had one teacher pronounced it mature.
Manure.
I'm like, you mean mature? She's like, yes, very mature. Yeah.
So pretentious.
Like, all right, lady.
Yeah. At any rate, Ms. Shin.
Probably pronounced the T in often, too.
Often.
Terrible.
Ms. Shin of New Brunswick, New Jersey, provided a false birth certificate to school officials, a third-degree crime, according to a spokesman for the city's police department.
What made it false?
Third degree.
Well, the date of birth, obviously.
Okay. Well, okay, so here's the thing. Like, I don't know how much of this I want to share, but I have a family member, right, who was adopted by a married parent, and they went back and edited the birth certificate to put a name on it that wasn't there when she was born.
Yeah, it's probably not allowed.
Like, what, with, like, whiteout?
They went down to the city office and edited the birth certificate.
Oh, well, yeah, they can do that.
That's legal.
Yeah.
But it's not, okay, it's legal, but if that's all it takes, right? They just make stuff up 20 years after the fact.
Hey, I want to be 5 years younger. How about you, I'll give you $50, put that on my birth certificate.
I just think it's not an amendment to the birth certificate, right? They changed the original document.
Yeah.
So if they can do that,
why not? I want to be a high schooler now.
Yeah, why not?
Change the date, $50, that's it.
Schools in New Jersey are required to provisionally enroll all children in school, even if the absence of records typically provided to verify identity or prove they live in the community. From that point, students have 30 days to provide additional proof of identity, or the district has the option to declare them ineligible to attend class.
That's a long time.
Once our staff determined it was dealing with fraudulent information, they immediately notified the appropriate authorities. It says authorities. I just
got Mike Cartman.
I got a little Cartman in there for some reason. Ms. Shin has been barred from entering school grounds, and students have been advised to end all contact with her.
Until she changes her name again, shows up with more falsified documents in a different school district.
So did anything happen? Or did she just show up and then leave?
Luckily, they were on the case and prevented something tragic from happening.
She's obviously made no comment. There's just some comments here from some of the students. They said Ms. Shin had requested to meet at least some of them at a location outside of school.
Mm.
One teenage girl who identified herself as Tatiana said that the night before the woman's arrest, she got a text from Ms. Shin's lifting her feeling frightened for her safety.
See?
Oh,
All I wanted to do was make her feel comfortable in a new school, she said. If she has the ability to falsify documents, enter a public high school, have close contact with young students, she added, she has the ability to do anything.
But not anything. I mean, it's a very narrow scope.
She's about to do anything.
Can you eat your own head? Well, then you don't have the ability to do everything. Calls to a New Brunswick resident with the same name as the 29-year-old were not returned. Neither
they were
mayor.
Harassing someone.
Near the
they
mayor.
Looked up the name and just went, oh, this must be the same person.
Yeah, so, well, there you go. So, yeah.
Hey. Speaking of making comments, before you go on, speaking of making comments, do you guys cover, like, the Paul Pelosi attacker thing?
No.
Okay.
Are you talking about the guy in the underwear with the hammer or whatever?
Right.
Like, he answered the door.
Right.
With this guy.
But he released a statement that basically apologized, like, I'm sorry, I should have done more. Like, I wish I'd gotten more of them. I'm like, oh, all right. A new wrinkle in that case. Just thought I'd mention it.
Oh, let's go to the phones.
Okay,
we've got Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I didn't mean to call you again, but I saw I was doing some...
Yes, you did, and it's fine. You can call every day if you like.
Phone. No, I can't do that. I got a life. But this
I don't believe you.
Out of camp-
Did you butt dial us? Is that what you're saying? You butt dial us?
He's like, well, now that I'm on the phone, I might as well.
Might as well have a conversation and be on national radio.
You need to be butt dialed.
Yeah. See, you,
just going to hold down the
funny one. See, I like you because you got a weird sense of humor like me. See, you make me chuckle sometimes.
You hear that, Richie Rich? You make him chuckle.
Yay.
Yeah. He does too, but a different kind of way.
It's the feeling in the loins.
A little tingle in the jingle?
Not necessarily so, but anyway.
Not necessarily.
I was doing the loin part is the part that's kind of weird. Kind of, you know, speaking of weird.
Look, I know I'm everyone's type, so let's just move on. With that.
Whatever. Sounds like a personal problem to me. Anyway,
Anyhow,
did you see this story out of Laverne, Tennessee? This police department is L-A-V-E-R-G-N-E. I think that's how they spelled it. It's a police department where it was like orgies and swapping and
oh, you're talking about
all
kind of the chick who's been brutally memed
because
none of the guys have.
Right, because she was banging everybody in the police station, and then there's more to that story, but that's the only part that I remember.
It's the only part that matters.
It just reminded me of like Super Troopers and Ursula.
and she's married, and her husband is still with her.
Your husband's like, ah, it's okay. I still love her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, and they think they have something going on Good Morning America.
That's I don't think he wants to give up those sweet state bennies if he, like, breaks up with her.
Right.
He's getting cop benefits for life and retirement.
I mean, like, drinking and tops falling off in jacuzzis and all kind of crazy wild stuff.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking,
well, that's just like
the health insurance.
That's just like a Saturday night for a rock and roll person, man.
Yeah. I'm so glad you didn't say radio, Sklein. Like, I missed everything.
Yeah.
Hey, well, how come I didn't hear about this story from the media? Because I sure didn't hear about it.
I don't know how you missed it.
Yeah,
I heard it from Facebook.
I'm actually kind of tired of hearing about it, really. I'm surprised you brought it up because it's more than 5 minutes old, which, you know, normally if we're covering current events, that's beyond the human scope of attention span. You know, if anything's more than a week old, you're like, oh, that's old.
He just doesn't want to talk about the police brutality case that's coming up.
Well, if you were tired hearing of it, your tie probably came from a different reason, but, you know, that's neither here nor there, you know, sexually speaking, anyway. But
I feel like that was supposed to be a joke, but, Jerome,
you
got to work on that delivery,
kinda,
bro.
I'm sorry, you know, I'm not a professional.
We know you're sorry. Now apologize.
Anyway, that was a weird...
You can tell he's never been to an orgy.
No!
He absolutely has.
Not even close to one. Hey, I went to a strip club one time, but I never went back because there were just some things in that place, you know, to kind of turn
me off. Did you make a lot of money while you were there stripping?
No.
Amateur night.
Not with my body.
You know, Jerome, a lot of folks get started later in life. It's not unheard of for, somebody of your age to begin hosting orgies.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No orgies for Jerome.
He doesn't want you to blow his cover. Come on.
No.
Is that a euphemism?
Hey, my life was boring, man. I don't live that kind of life. Uh-uh. Never have, never will.
Yeah, it would. It would certainly. It would certainly cut into your time watching CNN all the time, right?
No, I like watching Fox because you know I'm a big Sean Hannity fan. You know, I was wondering about him.
So you're a Republican?
No,
you're a big Trumper.
Like looking at
you're a Trumpansie.
That's embarrassing.
No, I was just wondering how is it like he's doing one of the reporters there, and the guy from Good Morning America, you know. They fired him and his girlfriend, his TV girlfriend. You know, I was just wondering about that. How is that possible?
I mean at work, sexual relationships are unfortunately
he left
pretty
his wife
common.
This woman.
Or fortunately,
well, depending on.
I guess he can't talk about Bill Clinton anymore, huh? He was all self-righteous talking about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Now look what he's doing.
Maybe he just took a page out of his book, man. You know, I mean, I learned it from watching you. Right,
Bill.
You know?
Yeah, right.
I learned from watching you, Mr. President.
That's where, like, I think all these...
that's why I bombed Syria again.
These, what do you call them? AKA the supposed or the alleged mass shooters, right? Whenever somebody shoots more than, like, a couple of people, they call it a mass shooting. And everybody else asks, where do they learn this behavior from? Well, take a look at what the U.S. government does and how they go about getting everything that they have and doing all the things that they do, and you quickly realize that they learned it from watching them.
Well, hey, I just wanted to say I'm sorry I was late with the police sex party story to you, but you know that's the story of my life. You know,
the police sex party is the story of your life.
No, being late to learn about certain things is the story of my life.
Yeah, you don't want to be late to the orgy.
Definitely,
it's already over.
You've heard of sloppy seconds? Well, it gets even worse.
I don't know anything about that.
Me doth thinks he protests too much.
Doth you?
Doth.
Yes. Hey, Jerome, thanks for the call. Have a good night. 603-283-6160. I love when Jerome calls.
Jerome's great.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's off his rocker politically, but outside of that, he's a fun dude.
All right.
You know? He should certainly think about exploring the ideas of the non-aggression principle. And some other freedom philosophy, like would do him some good.
And explore his sexuality, too. One of them, that life. Give them a free plug.
I mean, I don't really care about that. Okay. But.
Can you imagine him calling back and be like,
so
all right,
I
so
tried.
I took your advice.
You'll never guess what I did last weekend, you know, on Tuesday or whatever. Right?
Yeah. I mean, that would be an exciting call.
You think Jerome's got $1 million?
I don't know.
Might.
He would need $1 million to get two chicks at the same time.
603-283-6160. We've got more calls coming up. Plus, I do want to talk about laser-guided lightning. That's right. Laser-guided lightning. Still to come. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. A GoFundMe account has been set up for Tyree Nichols, and it's already surpassed $1 million in donations. Video of a brutal beating by Memphis officers was released on Friday. Nichols is set to be laid to rest on Wednesday. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump told ABC's This Week that Nichols' death was racially motivated. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is optimistic about his upcoming meeting with President Biden to discuss the debt ceiling. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, the California Republican said said Biden's staff, quote, tries to say something different, but he was confident the pair would come to an agreement on the issue. Gas prices are down, but not by much. AAA puts the national average at $3.50 a gallon. That's a penny less than Saturday. Texas has the lowest price at $3.13. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Unmuted Richie Rich yet. I've canceled him temporarily.
I got to try now.
Bush League. I will say it loud Bruce so Lee, you hear it on everybody on the microphone. Bruce Lee, what Bruce are you talking Lee? About? If you missed it during the break, I'm sorry.
Well, everybody did except us. We're the only ones who are inside on that show.
Well.
So, but that's okay. We have callers to get to. And let's do just that. Let's first go to, is it Sad Slave? No. Is it Rad Slave? No, it's Bad Slave, calling from New Hampshire.
Thanks for finally getting that right there.
It's only taken me like 3 years.
Yeah, well.
What makes someone a bad slave?
Wait, are you a father? You could be Dad Slave.
Well, I am a father. And
if you start trends, you could be Fad Slave.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, both of my children were born at home with a midwife. Actually, the midwife didn't show. It was a doctor, an MD candidate that was in schools that came and caught my daughter. She was born while my mother stood up.
Okay.
That's still a fad, though, even nowadays. I don't want to call it a fad, but people think it's a fad.
So what would you call it?
I would call it the way you're supposed to have a baby.
Oh.
But
right.
That's
exactly.
Just me.
Not centrifugal force.
Not spinning around. Not flinging. To a hospital
there's no baby
bed.
Flinging going on?
I mean, honestly, I would prefer flinging.
That's what the article,
hospital.
That's the verb they use, flinging.
Yeah. I think flinging is better than having a baby in the frickin' hospital.
But we digress. That's me. Bad Slave, what were you calling about?
Well, I was calling about to admonish you all and all the...
Okay, thanks.
No. Let me give you the admonish. The admonish you. Come on.
I'll drive.
We're going with federal law and the potential of that law not actually being authorized by the Constitution.
Okay.
So all of them, for the most part.
Yeah.
Nearly all of them. There's very, very few that correspond with the, limited and powers that were given the 17 or 18.
So how do we get rid of them all?
Well, I'm happy for that, too, but let's go back to, and when people say, oh, well, they have a federal law about marijuana, you got to say, no, they didn't.
I mean, they do. No, they. It's just invalid.
Of course it's invalid. If it's invalid, then it's not a law.
But they will enforce it as if it is, and that's more important for the average person.
Stop that. I mean, this is what can be done with nullification in the general court in New Hampshire, and we can just do it. Just say, listen, you guys don't have this authorization. Go the F away.
So what does it take to put together a nullification campaign that informs and educates every resident of New Hampshire?
They do it all the time. You know, have you heard of the 10th Amendment Center?
I mean, I know about it because, well, I'm sort of a nerd, and I got into Liberty.
Nerds.
Ago.
Nerds.
All
right.
Yeah.
All right.
However, not the average person doesn't know jack, right? If you say nullify, they go, what? Huh? That's a word I don't use in my everyday vocabulary.
About it. It ain't going to happen. You need to talk about it.
I do talk about it. What are you doing
about
here?
He did. He called in.
Yeah.
He's doing his part.
I'm doing my part.
I mean, if corresponding was saying something about the, awful corruption going on in the federal government, and people say, no, this is null and void. We need to make that happen. And we can make that happen in each state.
How?
I am of the opinion that we are beyond the point where we can change the minds of people so ingratiated into the state culture.
Well, I mean, it's never going to happen if you keep that mindset.
Don't be so negative.
I would rather just insulate myself with people that believe that.
That's cool, too.
And pull up not a physical wall, but a theoretical wall of protection around us.
No, why not a physical wall? Make
trendy.
The Massachusetts people pay for it.
Yeah. I would totally
if
do
we
that
get
too.
Enough of those people thinking that way, and it doesn't need to be a majority by any stretch.
No, it just needs to be a loud, large enough percentage, and that's why we continue to encourage freedom-minded people to move to New Hampshire. Because, like, the time it takes to actually educate people about all this stuff versus getting people who have self-educated or are otherwise already educated about freedom to move here is the shortest path to that destination, I think.
So I've had a conversation with previous liberty-minded individuals, and we are on different pages on this, right? Most of us found this path due to reason and logic and stuff that makes sense, and the average person out there is not persuaded by facts, reason, and logic.
Yeah, that's true.
They're moved by emotion.
Right.
So the only way to get them to be more liberty-minded is to appeal to their emotions. But they're also wishy-washy, which means when their emotions get swayed back the other way, they will lean back and, like, you know, go back the other way.
Right.
And so it's a catch 22.
Right.
You're not going to, you have to get them with emotions, and then hopefully they catch on
with
to
the
reason and logic behind
it. Stick, right. And we've even seen it within the Liberty community where people get that wishy-washiness about certain topics. They'll bounce, you know, one way or another on, like, you know, abortion or borders and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like it just aligns with their preconceived notions of what they already were thinking, and if it doesn't, they justify a reason around it.
I mean, I've gone back and forth on stuff like that, but it was before I learned more, you know? I feel like you can't... It was like, oh, when I was a teenager versus when I was an adult and had more concrete ideas and theories about things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that might be different.
But. Even the border thing gets conflated, right? Because private border is good. Public border is no good.
I mean, I have always been against.
Let's let Bad Slave have a word or two.
No, we're the masters. I just
say, which faction of government is the most disrespectful of the founding understanding?
I mean,
the enforcement arm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's
the executive branch.
It's the central government. The state governments are a little less bad. And, the town governments.
Yeah, if I had, like, my choice of which government pieces would fall and in what order, I would go federal first. Right? That would be, you know, if freedom-minded people could only accomplish one thing, I would say, okay, yes, eliminate the federal government.
Well, okay. But you don't need to eliminate it. You just need to get it back to begin with.
Well, there's a problem right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, so the documents, of course, to paraphrase Spooner, have done nothing to prevent the empire that it's created, and but, it's certainly but, done nothing to enforce... You know, it's been what's the quote I'm looking for here?
It's either been powerless to prevent it or authorized it
right.
Or has been powerless to prevent it. Here's another problem with, you know, the free stater mentality here, at least amongst some free staters, right? Is there's the general consensus that the state size of government is the perfect size, right? We need to remove the yoke of the federal government. But we can't go down to the county line, right? Because, oh, what, you want to be able to go from county to county and the rules change all of a sudden?
Right.
You know? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All down to the city.
I mean, that way you can, if you don't like it here, move, you know, like
right.
20 minutes down the road and it's, you know, aligns more with your belief. What's
but,
wrong with
but
that?
But they have made the claim, right, that no, we need the state government to prohibit the counties from being so distinct.
No.
I appreciate your, you know, your opinion on that, but I've heard that argument made in free state discussions.
That argument is preposterous for this reason and this reason only. If the decentralization of government all the way down to the county level is logical and makes sense, then of course it's logical all the way down to the individual.
But they don't want to go past state. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying that.
Get rid of the feds, keep it at the state.
Right.
So the counties can't overstep their...
Now, to me, that's a good start, right? If that can be achieved, sweet. That's way better than what we currently have. But it's not accomplishing the goal.
Right.
NA Texas is actually, you know, part of that movement. But,
yep.
But, I mean, I think that the right answer is the nullification movement. Where we pass one law or a bunch of local state laws that say the fact is that in order for you guys to get raided for crypto ticks, they had to bring in local enforcement if they didn't have a federal mandate, then they'd be done.
Hey, Bad Slave.
There is no jurisdiction.
Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Let's move on. Let's go to Minor Ake. Minor Ake is calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, sorry. I, I forgot I was on. I was just listening to the Bad Slave. No, I'm calling back about the tech issues I was having that you got mad at me about.
Oh, no, I thought you were saying tax issues.
I hate taxes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got those.
I'm against
too.
Them. All right, hang on. Let me put on my tech support hat. Thank you for calling tech support.
This is Rajneesh.
This is Roger. How may I help you?
Your name is not Roger.
You got to keep role playing with him, Captain.
No,
have you turned it off and turned it back on?
I did do that. I've tried restarting. I've tried. But anyway, no, literally, the Free Talk Live website is the only website I cannot get onto.
Nice.
I don't know what else to say about it.
Are you spelling it correctly?
It's F-R-E-E.
Yeah, it's very easy to spell. No, and it goes. No, yeah, you can do all that, and you can even if you spell it wrong, it'll do it for you. It's not, you know, it's spelling isn't the problem.
Have you Googled it? You click on it.
You click on it, and then like you get the little wheel of time.
Have you cleared your browser cache?
Would it be only for the Free Talk Live website that there. My browser cache is giving me a problem?
It works on my computer, man.
Yeah. Now, the computer you're on, is it your computer? Is it a company computer?
Are you at the library?
No, it's just my cell phone.
Oh, it's just your cell phone. What's your cell phone browser?
I thought you were going to ask me for
Google,
cell phone number.
I guess.
Is it Android or iPhone?
Oh, Android.
Okay,
so there could be a variety of browsers on there. Yeah. I would download Firefox. They make a browser for Android.
Just do a different browser.
Yeah, try a different browser, see if the thing persists.
Works on Android.
If not.
But you literally have no clue why, like, just Google would be doing that?
I mean, it works for me.
You guys are pretty smart about this stuff.
Since you called, I tried it on my phone and on a couple of other places, as well as some other computers, and it works just fine. So it's got to be a local problem, either with your browser. Perhaps you have something where Free Talk Live has become blacklisted for some reason or another.
You know what? Maybe switch to the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi might be doing it.
Yep.
Turn off your VPN.
Yep.
Change
either
your
way,
DNS settings.
I mean, it shouldn't be this hard, though.
Either way.
Working on our producer's Android phone right now.
Yeah.
So.
Either way.
But that's why, like, every time I call, I'm behind, like, because I can only listen to the podcast. I can't.
Go on Odyssey.
Yeah, download the Odyssey app.
You don't even have to download the app. You can if you want.
Yeah, you can also go on the website. You can also go on Vaughn.
We're
streaming video on a bunch of places. So.
Oh, you do it live on Odyssey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the only thing we do live on
Odyssey. Watch.freetalklive.com, or you can just go to Odyssey and search for Free Talk Live. We're also on Vaughn. We're on some other, I think we're on Twitch still. So, I mean, there's a variety of places. If only you could get to freetalklive.com to find out the list of all of the places.
That you could alternatively go to.
Those are the ones off the top of my head.
Get on Odyssey and watch you guys doing this live right now.
Yeah, you can look at us and
do
everything.
Yep.
I'd be disappointed, though, because the camera does switch between me, Captain, and Nikki. So.
We're not as high tech as Rogan.
One out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, one out of ten. Yeah. Three, four cams. Yeah. All right, Minor Ake, thanks for the call. Hey. Good luck. It's time to call about
a whole week to call back
time,
for tech support.
It's time to call about something not tech support because,
we
got rid of
like
Bad Slave for that.
But,
that's major.
did I accidentally summon him? We'll find out shortly.
Yeah, eventually.
We'll find out shortly. Wait, who am I calling?
You calling shortly?
Don't call me shortly. Surely.
It's like, I mean, Bruce Lee was short, right? So. Hey, Nikki, what's wrong with the chicken feed?
That's a great question.
People are reporting that their chickens have stopped laying eggs and that the feed might be the reason why.
That's what it sounds like.
According to this, what is this?
That's what the headline said.
EVmagazine.com. What exactly is causing the egg shortage? Many people are reporting that there are issues with the commercial chicken feed, speculating that it has even prevented their hens from laying eggs. I've seen this go around on the internet. I've seen people who are like, yep, I totally switched my chicken feed to this, all natural, whatever, and they started laying eggs again.
I have a question. Do you guys buy food at the grocery store?
Yes.
Okay. How much is a dozen eggs right now?
Like,
I'm dead serious. I'm asking.
$5-6
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. Is that expensive for the grocery store?
Oh, hell yes.
So what did, what was it before?
Like $1.29?
Yeah. Okay. I've seen it as low as 99 cents.
In yeah, every like every month or so they'd have a sale and you get a dozen for a buck.
Okay.
That's pre-COVID.
So not
and actually
anymore.
During COVID as well. Like it was really,
well, okay.
I mean, $6 for like bleached grocery store eggs sounds expensive to me.
It's very expensive. Yeah.
So there's a couple of things. Now we got the feed issue.
Yeah.
Right. There's the general inflationary problem that's causing
everything. Yeah, the 40% of all the dollars that exist created in the last couple, 2-3 years.
But there was also like an avian flu that wiped out a whole bunch of the chicken crops.
So that was the original reason, in quotations, that they gave for the price of eggs going up.
That's not a false reason, though. That's part of the problem.
My local egg lady was like, oh, yeah, she used to charge me $3 or whatever. Now she's like, yeah, I'm going to have to charge you $5 because the feed has gone up.
Yep.
So her chickens are still producing eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, I just bought 7 dozen eggs from her, so she's got eggs. Yep.
So the feed going up is also an inflationary and supply chain issue.
So that's what that sounds like.
Even
from her, it's like $5 a dozen.
Look, I know you guys probably didn't listen to last night's episode, but we talked about... There's a phenomenon.
I don't want to listen to it.
There's a phenomenon that's happening, and people are smuggling eggs across the border from Mexico into the U.S.
By the way, I listened to last week's Sunday episode, and I heard you guys talking smack about me.
Nice. When you got up to leave?
Yeah.
Remember I told you to make sure you listen to that part?
Yeah, that was messed up, man.
Yeah, sweet. I'm glad you finally listened to it.
So I listened to it that night.
Oh, really?
I was at work, you know, doing my thing, and I was like, oh, I better listen to them talking crap about me.
But she waited until tonight to air her grievances on air.
Yeah. Nice.
Did we do a good job?
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Could have done better. But
ooh. Yeah, I mean.
Challenge accepted.
It is the Sunday night
crew. Take a break,
Nikki.
So
it is the Sunday night crew. We put just a little less effort into this, I guess, than every other day.
Yeah. So do the callers.
So at any rate, the rising egg prices in America have affected millions of homes. The cost of eggs in California has risen 550% in the last month.
That sounds like a lot.
Going from roughly $1.34 to $7.37 per dozen.
$7?
There's places where
it's cheaper to buy chickens, honestly.
There's places where eggs are $9 a dozen.
What? I mean, when I was in California, gas was like $7 a gallon.
Yeah, California's like twice as expensive as
California just
literally
sucks.
Anywhere else.
Yeah, well, everything about it just sucks.
Except their price increase for eggs has gone up about the same as it has in New Hampshire. Right, it's like 500-some-odd percent, and here it's about 500-some-odd percent.
But here, so I can go
comparable.
Drive down the street and say, hey, neighbor.
Yeah, or just
can
look
I
for
buy
a sign.
A dozen eggs?
Look for a sign. Somebody's like,
sign.
Eggs, $5.
Exactly.
Whatever,
right. But as you said, even
you're
those.
You're driving like 10 miles and there's nothing.
But even you even said your neighbor or whom your farm
egg
producer,
they
went up as well because the feed goes up.
But
and they
you
have
know
to
what?
Adjust their cost accordingly.
So she was like kind of lowballing everybody else. Everyone else I knew previously was still charging $5 a dozen just because they're like organic.
Yep.
Not like at the grocery store, they soak them in bleach.
I would
they
much rather give somebody that I know who's got a little hobby farm raising chickens. I'd rather give them $5 for a dozen eggs than I would give the grocery store five for the regular white eggs.
At this point, yes, but I wouldn't. I'm not going to pay the local farmer $5 for a dozen eggs when they're 99 cents at the grocery store.
You know what? I do believe
I would for health reasons.
Yeah, I think they're more nutritious.
But I would
100% more nutritious.
But I would only do it out of convenience. So, like, if I happen to be at somebody's place and they had chickens and, hey, do you guys got eggs? Let me get some while I'm here. Yes. But I'm not, like, it's not like I'm like, okay, it's Sunday, time to do my shopping. I'm going to this place to buy the organic. No, if I'm at the grocery store and I'm out of eggs, I'm getting eggs at the store.
Yeah. Listen, if there's not poop on the egg, I'm not eating it. Absolutely
I still like them to be washed. Just like,
I mean, I'll wash it myself.
I don't like the poopy eggs because if you go to crack one in the skillet and a piece of the poopy
shell,
the poopy shell falls in, it just really sucks.
Well, it's good for your immune system, man. No, wash it first.
I'm not eating chicken poop.
The irony, too, is in America, eggs are refrigerated. In Europe, they're not.
Right.
For the same reason.
Because they're washed, unwashed.
So
but
the
both
state,
are for health reasons.
The article continues, the state did blame this all on the outbreak of bird flu, but the others are not so convinced. In fact, several people have come out to say their chickens did not produce eggs for months until they changed their feed. One man, Urban Chicken Farmer, that's his at on Twitter.
Need more fiber in their diet.
Uploaded a video on TikTok that theorized that something must be wrong with the feed. Something is wrong with the chicken food we're buying. Seriously, he said. My chickens have not laid an egg since July, and nothing's changed. But then I was thinking, maybe it's because my chickens are getting older, or maybe it's a bad winter. But according to a lot of people on TikTok, they're having the same exact problems, and people are saying once they watched or once they switched the food, their chickens are starting to lay eggs again.
The chickens were on strike for better pay.
So, Richie, do you think they're just constipated?
No.
Oh, they need more fiber.
Yeah, that was the previous joke, yes. Hmm. More fiber in their diet to help them pass the egg better.
He continues to
ask. Now I think they're just on strike.
He continues to ask, maybe something's wrong with the food, and was it intentional?
We're not eating this GMO stuff. We're not laying eggs until we get some organic feed in here.
Well, I mean,
honestly, it's easy enough to make. They will literally eat anything. You got any sort of scraps from vegetables or fruit, literally throw it at your chickens. They will eat anything.
At your chickens or in front of your chickens?
In front of them. Okay. I mean, you could chuck it at them. That might be a little bit more funny, but they just don't, I don't know, buying specific food to feed your chickens just sound expensive to me.
We have music.
What's this?
Chickens for peace, we're chickens for peace, and we don't want to fry. Chickens for peace, we're chickens for peace. One little war, and we're chicken pot pie. And no one respects a chicken who bakes. Chicken for peace, we're chickens for peace. One little slip, and we're hard-boiled eggs. Chickens for peace, we're chickens for peace. But we're not chickens, we're taking a stand. Chickens for peace, we're chickens for peace.
All right.
Fade it out and give out the number before we go to break.
603-283-6160. Do you support Chickens for Peace?
Absolutely.
Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.